if you thought Dungeons and Dragons was woke, well, Call of Cthulhu is like, hold my Bud Light. We're going to descend into madness, woke madness, that is, as they now have a new book called The Cthulhu by Gaslight Investigator's Guide. And it is set in Victorian England. It's meant to be like a steampunk sort of setting sort of thing. And it's woke. It's really bad. We'll get into the news in just a moment. Please smash that like and subscribe button. Join us here. We're getting really close to 50,000 subscribers, which is amazing. Thank you for all you gamers for being there. And we are going to change the culture by just reporting this. We're going to shed a light on this darkness that's in tabletop gaming, in board gaming, in all sorts of different topics. And they're going to cower in fear because of what's happening here. It's hilarious. Let's get into the news here and talk about this. My name's John Delarose, and thank you for joining us here on the channel and joining our community. I am a fantasy author, and actually I do a great setting that is kind of a fantasy world based on Victorian-era stuff. This is a steampunk novel, and it's about swashbuckling airship adventures. An airship crew has to go out and fight monsters. That is exactly what Dungeons & Dragons should be. That is what Call of Cthulhu should be. This is where you should be at. So I made a beautiful world and did a ton of world-building efforts here. If you like RPGs, you're going to love this fantasy book. And gosh, we've been crushing it the last few days. We actually hit number one bestseller in multiple steampunk categories, just dominating the whole steampunk genre. Thank you so much for helping me come in on that. I know a lot of you came in through the community tab when I posted about the book yesterday, and I just want to give you a shout-out for supporting our books. It's available on ebook, print, and audio, and it's a six-book series. I actually recommend the whole thing because it builds up really, really nicely, and you'll really, really love it once it starts to get into book two, book three. You see how I open up the world as an adventure, and I'll have this in the description below for you. Thank you again for all the support and reading. Okay, so Chaosium, who's the makers of the Call of Cthulhu RPG, have now entered into the woke fray with their latest offerings in the series. Cthulhu by Gaslight Investigator's Guide, adding a full chapter of LGBTQ into their game setting. Now, this makes no sense. It is in the late 1800s, and of course, anything like that that was going on in Victorian England was done behind closed doors very, very quietly because it's not appropriate for polite society. So you really don't need a chapter on this, and why would you need a chapter on this, too? It gets even weirder, too. You start to look at what these people are trying to do with tabletop RPGs, and it's very much not tell a story of fighting monsters and things like that, but it's just act out their sexual fetishes, which, you know, if anybody's like that, it's at my table. I got to tell you, you're getting out of my house because I don't want that anywhere around me. Doesn't make any sense. Now, this, if you don't know what this is a horror RPG based on the worlds of H.P. Lovecraft, and of course, just has all the darkness monsters lurking in the dark who are kind of controlling everything. And most games are like kind of investigatory things that open up, and you start off as normal people. You slowly get more mad, and you slowly get more horror elements coming in on this, and it just gets crazy over the course of a game. Usually, there's really no way to win. it's a very dark sort of thing. Not my favorite game, I'm not going to lie. I have played it several times, but I prefer more swashbuckling adventures myself. But they have gone woke, and they have gone crazy. And I know this is a very popular game. It's in its 7th edition and further, and it's been going on for a while. And so they've been adding LGBTQI+ sections to their new setting guidebooks. I don't know why it's I+. You forgot the A? Because it used to be IA+. I never can follow with all the acronyms here. I know what the plus stands for, though, and it's pedophile. So we know that. First, it started with Regency Cthulhu, and now this, it's at least it made sense in Berlin Wicked City, he says, as he exposes this. Not only that, but you get LGBTQI+ Victorians. You get two full pages on this. Right after Sex and Society, it's like, why do we need to talk after race and ethnic minorities, after women and the... Oh, this sounds fun. So you got like a full 10 pages of the book dedicated towards virtue signaling identity politics and just getting in your face over just like left-wing identity politics rather than just letting you play your game in a Victorian setting. This is obnoxious. This isn't even out yet. It's coming out on December 14th, so we don't have the full contents of this yet. I'm sure it's going to be a doozy once we actually get into it. But just having this in the table of contents is freaking insane. I did verify this by looking into it on Amazon. Like, why would you put this into your game book? This is not fun. It is not entertaining. It is just a complete political hatchet job of what's happened in Call of Cthulhu. And it doesn't really make sense for the setting either. Like, Victorian setting is very proper. You shouldn't have this stuff in public. You shouldn't have this stuff out there. And what's happening? I mean, obviously these people would want to go off on these fantasies like and play them out, which means they're getting into weird stuff. Like, that really has no place at a table. And that's what all of these games have been doing lately. Because all of the weirdos have taken over these studios, they're making them into like these like little fetish games rather than actually playing adventure games like they used to be, or investigative games, or just action games. They now are all in the same direction, and it's all about just playing out people's weird stuff that they want to talk about, because I guess they, I don't even want to think about it. Ugh. Now, people talked about this, and the comments on this were pretty funny. This is one of the funnier ones. It actually said, why don't they have a section on how early 20th century women didn't have the right to vote, and many of them preferred it that way, too, while they're at it. And, of course, Magic Man says they probably do. We do have Women and the Law right here talking about that as it goes on. Now, I did some research into this, and they've been doing this for years. At least since 2020, Chaosium has been inserting this nonsense into all of their products across the line. And these people don't just do Call of Cthulhu. They also do RuneQuest and Pendragon, and they've been using their company to push the woke agenda through all of this. So this is from the original Berlin, the Wicked City, where they actually said, the section on LGBT issues is remarkably informative and explains how the people of unconventional sexuality can find a welcoming place in Berlin. For the RPG supplements, Berlin sets a new bar. Oh, please clap. Please clap for the literal Nazi LGBTQ side. I don't know. So weird. But they also have been virtue signaling that they are giving to LGBT charities. And this is a drive-through RPG release, and creators are asking for this. And they are going to be donating their share from Chaosium to the Trans Law Center. So I looked this up. Well, I mean, you can't make this up. Trans Agenda. Like, right on there. It's from Oakland, California, right outside San Francisco, one of the worst cities out there. And it keeps trans and gender nonconforming people alive. Okay. Well, if you'd help them with their mental illness, that would do better to keep them alive. But hey, don't ask me. This is what they're donating all their money to at this company. Now, it's gone further, and of course, when you get back into 2020, they've done very much the same thing with their game Pendragon, and they put this on RPG on drive-through RPG as well, running to, quote, support Black creators and racial justice. So they gave all their proceeds to the Black Lives Matter grifting organization. Now, what does Black Lives Matter have to do with Black guys in creators and in RPGs? Absolutely nothing. It didn't do anything. So they just wanted to virtue signal politics and give to this, again, grifting organization that was trying to stoke race wars at the time. Had nothing to do with games, nothing to do with RPGs, but you could see they blasted this right across their main social media page because they wanted to get in on this grift as well. And so there it is. They are pushing very, very hard. This entire company is completely paused, completely woke. They are having it across all of their lines, not only Cthulhu stuff, and it's crazy. Now, this is right in the wake of Dungeons & Dragons getting called out by Elon Musk, and Elon Musk saying he might buy Hasbro to stop this thing. But honestly, guys, if you've not paid attention to this stuff beyond this, the entire RPG industry, I know we've got a lot of regular video gamers and just people who read sci-fi and fantasy books who are learning about this stuff from this channel for the first time, this entire industry is really bad and really rife with this stuff. I'd say the worst company out there are the people who make the World of Darkness books. They're the most probably, like, you know, if I was going to rank degeneracy, they are the number one. But this company's up there. And, of course, Wizards of the Coast is bad as well. A bunch of weirdos have taken over the RPG industry in total. And there's it's really needing, like, a completely just shift and complete gutting of what's going on here. Now, there is a great system on drive-through RPG. It's called ACKS, Axe. And so go look that up. That one's actually made for adventuring and fun again and is going to make RPGs great again. Leave a comment down below with what you think about this. Hit the like and subscribe button. Join us here. We're almost to 50,000 subscribers. Thank you so much. Please sign up for the Fandom Pulse Substack, where we write our articles of the day. And do grab this great series, guys. You're going to love this. For Steaming Country is book one, but I would love for you to come in on all six books. It is on sale, and I appreciate you for being there. The link's in the description below. It's on ebook, print, and audio.